What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore, even angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Our Lord and our God, we bless you. Father, we exalt your holy name. Thank you, Lord God of heaven and earth, for your love towards us. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord God, for your compassion, O God. To you alone we give all the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for the gift of life, O God. Thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us. Thank you, Father. The glory and honor be to your holy name forever in the precious name of Jesus Christ. My Father, my God, we have come once again to encourage ourselves, to remind ourselves of your word, to exhort ourselves. I pray, Lord, that you grant unto us understanding by the help of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Let this word produce in our life in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your holy name forever. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. 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 Beloved, I want to welcome you once again to another podcast. Today, the 23rd, the 23rd of February. I welcome you to this day, and I pray that God of heaven and earth will manifest himself in your life in the precious name of Jesus Christ. In the last episode, I was talking about remaining in the world. That is remaining in the world, walking with God, walking in God's word. If you notice, this podcast is all about the word of God, the word of God. And that's what we do here. We share the word of God. We remind ourselves of what we already know. And we encourage ourselves. You know, you may not know, this message might meet someone where you are at a junction where you're thinking, what is next to do? Or I call it a junction where people might be a little bit confused or sometimes depressed, you know, sometimes not in a good mood. But sometimes when you hear these words come to you, they encourage you. The word encourages you and puts life in us. And then we keep going again until we get to where we're going or until that which you are trusting God for manifest in your life. And I pray that the promise of God will be manifested in your life in the precious name of Jesus Christ. All right, so today I want to talk about what I titled living the translated life. I will come from the scripture, book of Colossians chapter 1. Some people may already know what I want to talk about. Like I said, we do remind ourselves, you know, of the word of God or of the promises of God. Yeah, I call it the word of God as well. Concerning us, or to remind ourselves, like I taught before, our status in the Lord, where we are or where we're supposed to be. Right, so Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, I will begin to read from there and we'll share a little bit from there. All right, so Colossians chapter 1 from verse 13, it said, or let me start from verse 12. Say, giving thanks unto the Father, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. The saints in light. No more in darkness. The saints in light. Okay. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness. And had translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Doing what? In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So, translated life is what I want to talk about. So, you have been delivered from the powers of darkness. The Bible says that you who have once been in darkness, but you have been brought to light now. How do you then live your life? How are you living your life? Are you conscious of the fact that you have been translated from darkness into light? Are you aware that you are light, and therefore you must allow your light to so shine that the people will see that they will see the righteousness of God in you. I mean, true righteousness and true holiness. And they will see you as the light that Jesus called us. In the book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 18, Jesus said, "Ye are light. Ye are the light of the world. You are a city that is set upon a hill that cannot be hidden." Can the people see you and say, "Yeah, of course, of a truth, this is a lie"? You must be living a life different from what you have been living before. I told people, I said, when you are genuinely born again, that is, when you truly, truly, you know, surrender to Christ, when you have been transformed by the renewing of your mind, you know, when the word of God has taken over you, then you are in the translated lifestyle. That is, you live a life that agree or that conforms with the word of God. Yes, a life that conforms with the word of God. It's not a life of gimme that people are living now. People are running everywhere looking for solution to their problems. I understand that. But what about when you get the solution? When you get the solution to the problems, what do you do next? Do you stay and focus on worshiping God, serving God, walking in the way of God? Is your heart fixed? The psalmist said, "My heart is fixed, O Lord." That is, my heart is fixed unto you. I'm looking unto you, the author and the finisher of my faith. Are you living that translated life? Or once you get what you want to get and you just go away, or you remain there and you live your life the way you like? Once we become a Christian, we cannot afford to live a nonchalant life. You can't afford to live your life the way you want to. You just want to know, this is the way I feel good. This is the way of the world. You cannot afford to live the way of the world and still believe that you are in Christ. The Bible says that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. You see, the quality of your walk with God will determine your distinction on earth. Yes. Because you have to agree with God, right? To walk with God. I don't know if I'm making sense to somebody. So in this translated life, we have the forgiveness of our sins. And we have been redeemed by that blood. And once you have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, it must reflect in your life. I tell people, if before you became born again, or well, before you claim to be born again, you were living a kind of life that people know you with. And then after you claim to be born again, you are still living in that lifestyle. You are still on that same page. Beloved, you need to go back. You are not there yet. The people you work with must know, not that you disturb everybody at workplace. "Oh, now I'm a Christian. Now I'm a born again Christian. Shabalabalaba, reke bobo." No. That's not what I'm talking about. But they begin to see you as light. They begin to see truly that those things which you used to do before, you no longer do them. They begin to see that in you. They begin to notice that. And once they notice that, they say, of a truth, this man now, or this woman now, or this lady now, is a changed person. Something has taken place positive in his or her life. Beloved, you must live the translated life. You have been delivered from the power of darkness. Therefore, darkness must not have dominion over you anymore. You must not allow it. It is a function of determination that, no, I'm going to live my life for God. I'm going to live my life for Christ. And as you make that decision today, the Lord God of heaven and earth will release upon you grace to live that life in the precious name of Jesus Christ. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you. Mighty God, we bless you. We give you praise, Lord. in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this short message that has come to us today. I pray, oh God, that you will give us understanding, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. As many, oh God, that will hear this message, I pray, oh God, that the grace to live the translated life, yes, the strength, the power needed to live this translated life, Lord, you will grant unto each and every one of us in the precious name of Jesus Christ, including myself speaking, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your holy name forever. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. 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 Beloved, I want to thank you so much for listening. Please, please do share this message with someone. And as you do so, the Lord bless you more. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. You never know. Somebody may need to hear something like this. Until I come your way again on Monday, do stay blessed, have a wonderful weekend, and stay safe. Amen.